Revenue. The company experienced a significant increase in revenue after launching its new product line. Profit margin. The profit margin improved due to cost-cutting measures and increased efficiency. Cash flow. Efficient cash flow management is crucial for sustaining day-to-day operations. Balance sheet. The balance sheet provides a snapshot of a company's financial position at a specific point in time. Income statement. The income statement outlines the company's revenues and expenses over a specific period. Return on investment, ROI. Investors carefully assess the ROI before committing funds to a project. Asset allocation. Proper asset allocation is essential for a well-diversified investment portfolio. Earnings per share, EPS. The company's strong performance resulted in a higher earnings per share this quarter. Dividend yield. Investors often seek stocks with a consistent and attractive dividend yield. Financial statement. The annual financial statement provides a comprehensive overview of the company's financial health. Liquidity. Maintaining liquidity is crucial to meet short-term financial obligations. Market capitalization. The market capitalization of the company increased significantly after a successful IPO. Debt-to-equity ratio. A low debt-to-equity ratio indicates a lower financial risk for investors. Risk management. Effective risk management strategies help mitigate potential financial losses. Capital expenditure, CAPEX. The company plans to allocate a significant budget for capital expenditure to improve its infrastructure. Hedging. Hedging against currency fluctuations is essential for multinational corporations. Portfolio management. Skilled portfolio management is key to optimizing investment returns. Return on assets, ROA. ROA is a critical metric for evaluating a company's efficiency in utilizing its assets. Credit rating, a high credit rating enables companies to secure loans at favorable interest rates. Derivatives. Derivatives are financial instruments whose value is derived from an underlying asset. Equity market. Investors trade stocks in the equity market to gain ownership in companies. Inflation rate. Central banks closely monitor the inflation rate to make informed monetary policy decisions. Yield curve. Changes in the yield curve can indicate shifts in economic conditions. Diversification. Diversifying investments across different asset classes helps manage risk. Securities. Stocks and bonds are examples of securities traded in financial markets. Net present value, NPV. Calculating NPV helps assess the profitability of an investment. Capital market. The capital market facilitates the buying and selling of long-term financial instruments. Dividend payout ratio. The dividend payout ratio indicates the percentage of earnings distributed as dividends. Operating expenses. Controlling operating expenses is crucial for maintaining profitability. Financial leverage. Using financial leverage can amplify returns but also increases risk. Economic downturn. Companies implement cost-cutting measures during an economic downturn to weather the challenging conditions. Earnings report. Investors eagerly await the quarterly earnings report to assess the company's financial performance. Risk assessment. Thorough risk assessment is essential for identifying potential threats to a business. Asset management. Asset management involves optimizing the performance of a portfolio of investments. Equity ratio. The equity ratio indicates the proportion of a company's assets financed by shareholders. Treasury bonds. Investors often turn to treasury bonds for their low-risk, fixed-interest investment. Fundamental analysis. Fundamental analysis involves evaluating a company's financial health and performance. Liabilities. Liabilities represent a company's financial obligations and debts. Initial public offering, IPO. The company's stock soared after a successful initial public offering, IPO. Short selling. Traders engage in short selling to profit from a decline in a stock's value. Working capital. Maintaining adequate working capital ensures a company can meet its short-term obligations. Capital gain. Investors realize a capital gain when selling an asset at a higher price than the purchase cost. Bull market. During a bull market, stock prices generally rise and investor confidence is high. Bear market. In a bear market, stock prices decline, leading to increased caution among investors. Economic indicators. Economic indicators, such as GDP and unemployment rates, provide insights into overall economic health. Market volatility. Traders navigate market volatility by adjusting strategies to changing conditions. Cost of capital. Calculating the cost of capital helps companies determine the expense of raising funds. Return on equity, ROE. ROE measures a company's ability to generate profits from shareholders' equity. Blue chip stocks. Blue chip stocks are shares in well-established, financially stable companies. Cash reserve. Maintaining a cash reserve is prudent for handling unexpected expenses or economic downturns. Stakeholder. Addressing the needs of stakeholders, including employees and investors, is vital for corporate success. Economic recovery. A government's economic policies can contribute to a swift or gradual economic recovery. Leverage ratio. The leverage ratio assesses a company's level of debt relative to its equity. Monetary policy. Central banks use monetary policy to control money supply and interest rates. Financial modeling. Financial modeling involves creating mathematical representations of a company's financial performance. Market share. Companies strive to increase market share through effective marketing and product differentiation. Enterprise value, EV. Enterprise value is a comprehensive measure of a company's total value. Currency exchange rate. Our fluctuations in the currency exchange rate can impact international trade and investments. Dividend declaration. Shareholders eagerly anticipate the dividend declaration as a return on their investment. Economic cycle. Understanding the economic cycle helps businesses plan for different market conditions. Collateral. Collateral provides security for lenders in case of a borrower's default on a loan. Market trend. Analyzing market trends assists investors in making informed decisions. Institutional investor. Institutional investors, such as pension funds, play a significant role in financial markets. Credit risk. Assessing credit risk is crucial for lenders to determine the likelihood of borrower default. Cost-benefit analysis. Conducting a cost-benefit analysis helps evaluate the feasibility of a project. Goodwill. Goodwill represents the intangible value of a company's reputation and customer loyalty. Venture capital. Startups often seek venture capital funding to fuel their growth and development. Mutual fund. Investors pool their money in a mutual fund, managed by professionals for diversified investments. Income tax. Companies need to account for income tax in their financial planning and reporting. Stock option. Stock options grant employees the right to buy company shares at a predetermined price. Exchange traded fund, ETF. ETFs provide a way for investors to buy a basket of assets in a single trade. Cyclical stocks. Cyclical stocks' performance is closely tied to economic cycles. Real estate investment. Real estate investment offers diversification and potential long-term returns. Market correction. A market correction is a temporary decline in stock prices after a prolonged period of growth. Debenture. Debentures are debt instruments issued by companies, usually with a fixed interest rate. Fiscal year. A fiscal year is a company's accounting period, not necessarily the calendar year. Credit rating agency. Credit rating agencies assess the creditworthiness of companies and governments. Callable bond. A callable bond allows the issuer to redeem the bond before maturity under specific conditions. Over-the-counter, OTC. OTC trading involves direct transactions between buyers and sellers outside a formal exchange. Hedge fund. Hedge funds employ various strategies to generate returns for their investors. Dividend growth. Investors seek stocks with a history of consistent dividend growth. Capital adequacy ratio, CAR. The capital adequacy ratio ensures banks have sufficient capital to cover risks. Underwriting. Underwriting involves assessing and pricing risks for insurance or securities. Economic indicators. Economic indicators provide data on the overall health of an economy. Margin call. A margin call requires an investor to deposit additional funds to cover potential losses. Insider trading. Insider trading involves trading securities based on non-public, material information. Basis point, BP. Basis points are commonly used to express changes in interest rates or bond yields. Quantitative easing. Quantitative easing involves central banks purchasing financial assets to boost the money supply. Market capitalization. Market capitalization reflects the total value of a company's outstanding shares. Interest rate risk. Interest rate risk refers to the potential impact of interest rate fluctuations on investments. Subscription price. The subscription price is the cost per share when subscribing to a new issue of stock. Price earnings ratio, P/E. The P/E ratio compares a company's stock price to its earnings per share. Due diligence. Conducting due diligence is crucial before entering into any business transaction. Green bonds. Green bonds finance environmentally friendly projects and initiatives. Market order. A market order instructs the broker to execute a trade at the current market price. Futures contract. Futures contracts allow parties to buy or sell assets at a predetermined price on a future date. Securitization. Securitization involves bundling assets into tradable securities. Proxy statement. A proxy statement provides shareholders with information for voting on corporate matters. Convertible bond. Convertible bonds can be exchanged for a predetermined number of company shares. Yield to maturity. YTM. YTM calculates the annualized return on a bond held until maturity. Net income. Net income represents a company's total revenue minus expenses and taxes. Dividend cover. Dividend cover assesses a company's ability to sustain its dividend payments. Subprime mortgage. Subprime mortgages are loans extended to borrowers with lower creditworthiness. Commodity trading. Commodity trading involves buying and selling physical goods in the market. Initial margin. Initial margin is the amount required to open a futures or options position. Institutional investor. Institutional investors manage large sums of money on behalf of clients. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. The SEC oversees securities markets to ensure fair and transparent operations. Dilution. Dilution occurs when a company issues additional shares, reducing existing shareholders' ownership. Market sentiment. Market sentiment influences investor behavior and stock prices. Monetary policy. Central banks use monetary policy to control inflation and stabilize the economy. Accrual accounting. Accrual accounting records revenue and expenses when they are incurred, not when cash changes hands. Market manipulation. Market manipulation involves artificially inflating or deflating the price of a security. Ordinary shares. Ordinary shares represent ownership in a company and usually come with voting rights. Hurdle rate. The hurdle rate is the minimum rate of return required for an investment to be considered. Proxy voting. Proxy voting allows shareholders to vote on corporate matters without attending meetings. Sovereign debt. Sovereign debt is the government's debt issued in the form of bonds. Financial planner. A financial planner assists individuals in managing their personal finances and investments. Working capital ratio. The working capital ratio measures a company's short-term liquidity and ability to cover obligations. Economic value added, EVA. EVA assesses a company's financial performance based on its cost of capital. Breach of contract. A breach of contract occurs when one party fails to fulfill its contractual obligations. Call option. A call option gives the holder the right, but not the obligation, to buy an asset at a predetermined price. Beta coefficient. Beta measures a stock's volatility in relation to the overall market. Risk premium. The risk premium is the additional return investors require for taking on higher risk investments. Private equity. Private equity firms invest in private companies, often with the aim of later selling for a profit. Zero-coupon bond. Our zero-coupon bonds do not pay periodic interest but are issued at a discount. Bullish. A bullish market sentiment indicates optimism and an expectation of rising prices. Bearish. A bearish market sentiment indicates pessimism and an expectation of falling prices. Securities fraud. Securities fraud involves deceptive practices in the stock or commodities markets. Credit default swap, CDs. A CDs is a financial derivative that provides insurance against the default of a borrower. Market index. A market index measures the performance of a specific group of stocks. Revenue recognition. Revenue recognition standards guide when and how companies recognize revenue. Peer-to-peer lending. Peer-to-peer lending platforms connect borrowers with individual lenders. Market liquidity. Market liquidity refers to the ease with which assets can be bought or sold in the market. Market segmentation. Market segmentation involves dividing a market into distinct groups based on characteristics. Buyback. A stock buyback occurs when a company repurchases its own shares from the market. Yield curve inversion. A yield curve inversion can signal an impending economic downturn. Cost of goods sold. COGS. COGS represents the direct costs of producing goods sold by a company. Foreign exchange market. The foreign exchange market facilitates the trading of currencies. Fair value accounting. Fair value accounting assesses assets and liabilities at their current market value. Market depth. Market depth measures the supply and demand for a security at various prices. Recession. A recession is a period of economic decline characterized by reduced economic activity. Going public. Going public involves a private company becoming publicly traded by issuing shares. Market capitalization. Market capitalization reflects the total value of a company's outstanding shares. Volatility index, VIX. The VIX measures market volatility and investor sentiment. Ordinary income. Ordinary income includes earnings from salaries, wages, and other non-investment sources. Leveraged buyout, LBO. An LBO involves acquiring a company using a significant amount of borrowed funds. Basis risk. Basis risk arises when the value of a hedge does not perfectly offset the underlying risk. Return on investment, ROI. ROI measures the profitability of an investment relative to its cost. Market price. The market price is the current price at which an asset can be bought or sold. Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme involves using new investors' funds to pay returns to earlier investors. Underlying asset. The underlying asset is the financial instrument on which a derivative's value is based. Treasury stock. Treasury stock is the company's own stock that it has repurchased. Liability management. Liability management involves optimizing a company's debt structure. Risk-free rate. The risk-free rate is the theoretical return on an investment with zero risk. Currency risk. Currency risk arises from potential adverse movements in exchange rates. Fixed income. Fixed income securities, like bonds, provide a regular stream of income with a fixed interest rate. Holding period. The holding period is the duration an investment is held before being sold. Initial margin. Initial margin is the deposit required to enter into a futures or options contract. Credit crunch. A credit crunch is a sudden reduction in the general availability of loans. Market maker. A market maker facilitates trading by providing liquidity in the market. Blue sky laws. Blue sky laws regulate the issuance and sale of securities to protect investors. Financial distress. Financial distress occurs when a company is unable to meet its financial obligations. Time value of money. The time value of money accounts for the idea that a sum of money has different values at different times. Private placement. Private placement involves selling securities directly to a small group of investors. P/E to growth ratio, PEG. The PEG ratio helps assess a stock's valuation relative to its expected growth. Risk appetite. Risk appetite reflects an entity's willingness to take on risk to achieve its objectives. Mergers and acquisitions, M&A. M&A activities involve buying, selling, or combining companies. Proxy fight. A proxy fight occurs when a group seeks to gain control of a company by soliciting proxy votes. Dead cat bounce. A dead cat bounce is a temporary recovery in stock prices after a sharp decline. Market anomaly. A market anomaly is a deviation from the expected behavior of financial markets. Maturity date. Maturity date. The bonds have a maturity date of 10 years, at which point the principal will be repaid. Market order. Please execute a market order to buy 1,000 shares at the current market price. High frequency trading, HFT. High frequency trading relies on algorithms to execute a large number of orders at extremely high speeds. Sunk cost. We need to make decisions based on future benefits rather than considering sunk costs. Cash equivalent. Treasury bills are considered cash equivalents due to their high liquidity and short-term nature. Market risk. A diversification is crucial to mitigate market risk and protect the portfolio from adverse market movements. Financial engineering. Financial engineering involves the development and use of innovative financial instruments to achieve specific objectives. Break-even point. We need to calculate the break-even point to determine when our project will start generating profits. Return on capital, ROC. Evaluating the return on capital is essential for assessing the efficiency of our investment. Market timing. Successful market timing requires a deep understanding of market trends and economic indicators. Tax liability. The company must set aside funds to cover its tax liability at the end of the fiscal year. Golden parachute. The CEO negotiated a generous golden parachute as part of the employment contract. Hostile takeover. The board is implementing strategies to defend against a potential hostile takeover. Equity swap. An equity swap allows two parties to exchange cash flows related to their respective equity instruments. Contingent liability. Disclosures in the financial statements should include any contingent liability that might impact the company's future obligations. Blue-collar worker. Blue-collar workers play a vital role in manufacturing and are often involved in manual labor. White-collar worker. White-collar workers typically engage in professional, managerial, or administrative roles within the company. Redemption. Bond redemption involves repaying the principal amount to bondholders upon maturity. Ghost stock. Ghost stock refers to non-existent shares used in executive compensation plans. Net operating income, NOI. Calculating net operating income is crucial for assessing the profitability of real estate investments. Credit union. Members of the credit union benefit from lower interest rates on loans compared to traditional banks. Zero-sum game. Negotiations are not necessarily a zero-sum game. There can be mutual gains for both parties. Risk premium. Investors demand a higher return for taking on higher risk, known as the risk premium. Double entry accounting. Double entry accounting ensures that every financial transaction has equal and opposite effects on two accounts. Market sentiment. Market sentiment can heavily influence the direction of stock prices in the short term. Convertible preferred stock. Investors choose convertible preferred stock for the option to convert into common stock at a later date. High net worth individual. HNY. High net worth individuals often seek personalized financial services due to the complexity of their financial portfolios. Embedded option. An embedded option in a financial instrument provides the holder with the right to take a specific action. Market order. Placing a market order ensures the immediate execution of the trade at the current market price. Cost of carry. The cost of carry includes expenses such as storage, insurance, and interest associated with holding a financial instrument. Callable preferred stock. Callable preferred stock gives the issuer the right to redeem the shares at a predetermined price. Venture capitalist. Venture capitalists provide funding to startups in exchange for equity and play an active role in the company's growth. Sarbanes-Oxley Act, SOX. Compliance with the Sarbanes-Oxley Act is mandatory for publicly traded companies to enhance financial transparency. Market inefficiency. Identifying and exploiting market inefficiencies can lead to profitable investment opportunities. Mutual fund. Investors pool their money in a mutual fund, which is then managed by a professional fund manager. Market capitalization. Market capitalization is calculated by multiplying the current stock price by the total number of outstanding shares. Subscription rights. Existing shareholders may exercise subscription rights to purchase additional shares at a discounted price. A reverse stock split. A reverse stock split consolidates shares to increase the stock price, often to meet listing requirements. Market correction. A market correction is a short-term decline in stock prices after a period of overvaluation. Return on invested capital, ROIC. Return on invested capital measures the efficiency of capital deployment in generating profits. Stock exchange. Companies list their shares on a stock exchange to provide a platform for buying and selling securities. Credit spread. A credit spread reflects the difference in interest rates between two financial instruments. Stakeholder. Identifying and addressing the needs of each stakeholder group is crucial for corporate governance. Asset-backed security. ABS. Asset-backed securities are financial instruments backed by a pool of underlying assets such as mortgages or loans. Opportunity cost. Considering the opportunity cost is essential when making investment decisions to maximize returns. Discount rate. The discount rate is used to calculate the present value of future cash flows in financial valuation. Market dynamics. Understanding market dynamics helps businesses adapt to changing conditions and stay competitive. Currency exchange rate. Our fluctuations in the currency exchange rate can impact international trade and business operations. Financial statement analysis. Financial statement analysis involves evaluating a company's financial performance using key metrics and ratios. Fair market value. Fair market value is the price at which a willing buyer and a willing seller would agree in an open market. Market saturation. Companies often seek international expansion to overcome market saturation in their domestic markets. Venture capital. Venture capital funding is crucial for startups to fuel innovation and scale their operations. Book value per share. Calculating the book value per share provides insights into the intrinsic value of a company's stock. Market order. Place a market order to sell the specified number of shares at the prevailing market price. Foreign direct investment. FDI. Foreign direct investment involves acquiring a significant ownership stake in a foreign company. Marketability. The marketability of a product is influenced by factors such as brand recognition and consumer demand. Fixed-rate bond. Investors choose fixed-rate bonds for the predictable interest payments over the life of the bond. Institutional investor. Institutional investors, such as pension funds and mutual funds, manage large pools of capital on behalf of clients. Market risk. Implementing risk management strategies is essential to mitigate the impact of market risk on the investment portfolio. Risk-free rate. The risk-free rate serves as a benchmark for evaluating the return on investment with minimal risk. Capital gain. Realizing a capital gain occurs when selling an asset at a price higher than its purchase cost. Risk management. Developing a robust risk management plan is crucial for navigating uncertainties in the business environment. Net present value, NPV. Calculating the net present value helps determine the profitability of an investment by considering the time value of money. Volatility skew. Volatility skew reflects the differences in implied volatility for options with different strike prices and expiration dates.